Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
Anzac weekend, a weekend where we honour and where we celebrate those who have gone before, those who have given their lives, those who have sacrificed so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we now enjoy. At the end of this service, we've got a special Anzac presentation, a global online choir, and we're going to be gathering together singing the Australian and the New Zealand national anthem. So make sure you stick around for that. But today I want to share some thoughts with you from the book of John chapter 15 and verse 13. It simply says these words, "Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down their life for one another." That when I think of a passage of scripture that perhaps summarizes the true spirit of Anzac, it is that this passage, that greater love has no person than this, than to lay down their lives for one another. See, when we commemorate Anzac, few of us will ever really have any idea of the true cost of that sacrifice. That during World War I, which is when the Anzac Legion was forged, 9 million soldiers lost their lives. 8 million civilians lost theirs. Over 28.5 million casualties by way of those wounded, missing, sick, or taken prisoner. The war left millions of widows, millions of orphans, and millions of refugees. And the question begs, what is it that causes somebody to walk straight into the line of fire? What is it that causes a nation or nations to give up their comforts and rally together as one, to sacrifice potentially their lives and give that up for something? And my friend, I put it to you today that reason is love. The Bible teaches us in this passage, greater love has no one than to lay down their lives for one another. And whilst we celebrate this weekend the sacrifice of many brave soldiers, the sacrifice of nations coming together to fight a common enemy, today we also celebrate the greater sacrifice, the sacrifice of a Savior who 2,020 years ago gave his life so that you and I could experience freedom, so that you and I could receive forgiveness, so that you and I could have a new beginning, that you and I could move past our past and step forward into a bright and a glorious future. The title of my message today, if you're making notes, I'd love for you to write this down. But the title of my message today is Love Changes Everything. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But whoever does not know love does not know God, for God is love." See, the truth is we cannot know what love truly is until we first know who love is. God does not do love. God is love. And every person watching today has two things in common. The first thing is that we are all created to love. We are all created to love one another, to love something. We were all created to love. And the second thing we all have in common is that we were created to be loved. Love is big business. Hollywood understands this. That's why they turn love stories into movies and into blockbuster productions. Hollywood understands that love is big business. Hey, the music industry understands that love is big business. There are more songs written about the subject of love than any other topic. The music industry understands this. And we live in a world that is thirsty for love. We live in a world that cannot find love. We live in a world that is seeking and yearning for love. And my friends, today the good news is that there is a God who offers you and I love. He offers you and I that love freely. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved us that he gave his only son, that whoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, God made a way for you and I to experience love and to receive love. And today, when it comes to love, there are three things that I want to share with you. There are three effects of love. There are three things that love does for every one of us. The first thing that love gives us is that love gives us freedom from our past. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, affectionately known as the love chapter, says love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always hopes, it always perseveres. Love never fails. Hey, hear it. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love enables us to be free from our past because God does not hold our wrongs against us. Isn't it good to know that the God of heaven and earth is a God whose arms are open wide, that he's not a God who's mad with you. I grew up thinking that God was always mad. I always thought that God was angry, but God's not angry. God's not mad. God's madly in love with you. And there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you've ever done that God holds against you because God keeps no record of wrongs. Isn't it true that in life, that in relationships, that there's always going to be a reason to hold on to grudges? There's always going to be reasons to hold on to offense. But the great thing about love is that love releases offense. Love chooses to forgive. You are not your past, my friend. You are not your mistakes, my friend. You are not your label. You are not what they said about you. You are a child of God, and God holds no record of wrongs. So the first thing that love does for us is that love gives us freedom from our past. The second thing that love offers us is that love offers us peace in our present. Ephesians 3 verse 16 says, I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with his power through his spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love. There it is, hear it again. That you being rooted and established in love, being grounded in love, not tossed to and fro by the winds and the waves, but being established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. See, when God's measure fills us, when God's love fills us, then that means we don't look to the future with anxiety or fear. It means that we're looking forward. We're standing right now in our peace. That love offers us peace in our present. Why? Because you don't have to do anything to earn it. You don't have to do anything to work for it. All you've got to do is receive it. And when you receive love, there is peace in your present. I want somebody right now watching to understand this, that you don't have to live buffeted by the waves and buffeted by the storms. But right now you can receive the love of God. And because you receive the love of God, you can receive the peace in your present. And number three, and the third thing that we receive from knowing that God's love changes everything, is that we receive hope for tomorrow. We literally, because of God's love, can receive hope for tomorrow. Lamentations verse 3, chapter 3 and verse 24, I love this. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Christ's love gives us hope for tomorrow. Hey, right now, we are living in one of the greatest challenges that our generation has ever faced. And things have changed so quickly. There's been so much unrest and so much uncertainty. We don't know literally what tomorrow holds. Things are changing, but truth be told, things are on the improve, things are on the up. But we do know who holds tomorrow. I don't know what might happen tomorrow, but I know a God who does. And he holds tomorrow in his hand. And if the Lord is our portion, if his love changes everything, then I will have hope in the future, hope for tomorrow, because my hope is in him. Right now, we're gonna see a story of an incredible couple who faced some challenging circumstances. But in the middle of those circumstances, they held on to a God because that God had hope for their tomorrow.
I woke up early hours of the morning with like stabbing pains in my back.
They didn't know what was going on. They took him for some tests and then they admitted him to ICU. He called us all into the room and said that Jaya had pneumonia. They wanted to put him into an induced coma and he had 20 minutes to decide.
I like straight away, I just felt like my heart sank and just felt scared to think that I was possibility of dying. I was pretty much saying my goodbyes because I didn't know if I was going to ever see them again.
Over the span of 7 weeks, his body started to shut down. They told us that there was nothing more they could do for him and that they were going to switch him off. I put my foot down, even in the meeting room, I said no. I wouldn't allow them to dictate what I was going to believe was going to happen. I had turned into a different woman. You know, I was on fire. I was praying over him, more fearing for him, just standing in the gap. I knew they were adamant that they were going to turn him off because they'd given us the letter. I just came before the Lord and I gave him over to him. I realised that Jaya didn't belong to me. He belonged to the Lord. And so I just said to the Lord, you know, I trust you. If you choose to take him, you know, I was going to be okay with it. The next day, there was a change and something different. Overnight, he had started improving. Yeah.
All I remember is just waking up and lying down in my hospital bed, see my wife next to me and my mum. It's made me appreciate my life more. I've found a job that I'm passionate about. I love going to work every day. I love it so much that I do it from home in my spare time. He's given me 3 beautiful girls and a beautiful wife that's here to support me.
Jaya and Ariana, this beautiful couple that you've just seen, were faced with uncertainty. But in the middle of that uncertainty, they understood that their hope was not in their situation. Their hope was not in the doctor's report, but their hope was in God. And because they kept their hope in God, the Lord healed them and the Lord delivered them. And today they stand as two great leaders in our church, with a bright future, and God is using them powerfully. And today, maybe you've been through some dark times, and maybe you've been through some challenges. The truth is, so many of us have. There are people who have lost jobs and lost health even, lost loved ones. I want you to know that love changes everything. And because of that love offers to us freedom from our past, peace in our present, and hope for our tomorrow. And maybe right now you're watching, and maybe you couldn't say that you have a relationship.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.